Well, now we want to take a look at what's called the Katie Couric effect. You probably remember in March of 2000, Katie Couric, then the host of NBC's Today Show, let the cameras roll as her doctors explained what was going on as she underwent a colonoscopy.
That's where the small intestine is, and I'm going to clear this fluid up so you see where, if you can see it, where the appendix takes off. In other words, we're 6 feet up. We're 6 feet up here.
So jeez. That's reassuring, Dr. Ford. Thank you for sharing that point with me.
In the months following her very public examination, there was a 20% spike in the rate of screenings. But 15 years later, a lot of people still avoid getting a colonoscopy. The uncomfortable prep and the invasive procedure give a lot of people pause. That's got medical device makers working on alternatives, including swallowable cameras. Todd Bookman from The Pulse at Here and Now contributor WHYY reports.
We're going to start with the entrance rather than the exit of the digestive tract. About 20 years ago, the only way to get a decent view of the small intestine was by going down the throat with a procedure called sonde enteroscopy.
Sonde enteroscopy was a 9-foot-long scope, which is this.
Dr. Mitchell Kahn keeps one of these under his desk in its original case, like it's a collectible.
This was how we used to do small bowel endoscopy. I pass it through the patient's nose into the stomach, then I put a scope down through the mouth and pass it and then drag it down to the small bowel.
So through the stomach.
Right, into the small bowel. I'd blow up the balloon, and then over the course of 8 hours, patient in the recovery room awake, I would slowly pull it out and look through. There wasn't even video. I would look through this thing here and examine the small bowel.
This examination was cutting-edge technology for hard-to-pinpoint intestinal bleeding, but it was also a nightmare for patients to go through. That's why FDA approval of a swallowable camera made by a company called Given Imaging was such a big deal in 2001. Originally marketed as the M2A, or mouth-to-anus capsule, it's about the size of a big multivitamin, and inside, tiny cameras take tens of thousands of pictures as the pill cam snakes through your digestive tract.
Pictures get transmitted to a recording device that you wear, and then after the procedure, you download it onto the computer, and then you review it.
Kahn, a gastroenterologist at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital in Philadelphia, says pill cam and its competitors are now the gold standard for looking inside the small bowel. But the large intestine, the next stop on the digestive tract, is proving less photogenic. This part of your body is kind of like a long deflated balloon. The interior wall has lots of folds and pockets. That makes it harder for the swallowable cameras to spot things like polyps. Pietro Valdastri, an engineering professor at Vanderbilt University, says there's other shortcomings.
Another main problem is that the capsule has no way to interact with the tissue. So there is no way to get a tissue sample. There is no way for the capsule to remove a cancer.
Pill cameras right now are purely diagnostic. They can't biopsy or treat in any way. And they actually require more bowel prep, the drinking and trips to the bathroom that patients dread perhaps more than the scope. Because of its limitations, the FDA approved a pill cam for colons last year, but only in patients who couldn't otherwise receive a colonoscopy. Valdastri's research laboratory and many others are working on next-generation swallowables that would provide better views in the colon. Everyone is well aware how badly patients want this option.
I've been in investor presentations when Given has gotten up there and showed how big this little camera pill is. And you can see everybody in the audience are eager to raise their hands and say, I want that.
Debbie Wang is an analyst with the research group Morningstar. She says while demand is there, there are other factors at play.
For gastroenterologists, doing a traditional colonoscopy is a big part of their bread and butter.
The pill cam costs less than a colonoscopy, right around $600 each, and they don't require the extra expense of an anesthesiologist. It also takes doctors longer to review the pictures from the camera, which means slowing down a busy practice. Mitchell Kahn at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital agrees the financial aspect is worth thinking through.
You know, value is quality over cost, so you got to decide whether or not the higher cost and the higher quality is better value than the lower cost and lower quality. So,
still, his hospital is set to join about 15 others nationally in offering pill cam colon to patients. While these devices have their kinks to iron out, they can still shed light on places that are otherwise pretty hard to see. For Here and Now, I'm Todd Bookman.